Governor Chris Christie is continuing his campaign swing for Republican candidates before the midterm elections next month. But today brings him a little bit closer to home. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio joins us from Valley Forge Military Academy just outside Philadelphia. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Richard.
So Valley Forge, is Christie dressed up as General George Washington recreating scenes from the Revolution?
Oh, I wish. Christie's actually here campaigning for Governor Tom Corbett, a Republican who is probably more vulnerable to losing re-election November 4th than any incumbent governor in the country. So in that sense, I guess you could say Corbett is like George Washington, who encamped here some 225-odd years ago with his underdog army. Corbett has been beat up by Democrat Tom Wolf here. He's a neophyte politician and businessman who has hammered Governor Corbett for cutting education funding. And Corbett has also had some self-inflicted wounds. It was recently revealed that top staffers, including his environmental commissioner and a former press secretary, were exchanging hundreds of pornographic emails on their work email accounts. He's down by almost 20 points in the polls. So Christie came to rally the troops in his role as chairman of the Republican Governors Association. He also has a fundraiser tonight at a home of a co-owner of the Philadelphia Phillies on the Main Line, which is a affluent set of suburbs outside of Philly.
Now, Matt, hasn't Chris Christie said that he doesn't invest in lost causes? Isn't that why he's not campaigning or fundraising for Rob Astorino, the Republican challenger to Governor Cuomo here in New York?
He did say he doesn't invest in lost causes, but there are a few differences. Officially, Christie maintains that Corbett can actually win this race here. Christie said today that Corbett has run statewide three times before, and he was losing in the polls before at least two of those races, and he still won every time. So Corbett and Christie, they also know each other pretty well. They share a border. They run some cross-border agencies together, and they're both former prosecutors. They get along well, from what I understand, unlike Christie and Astorino, who do not get along. And also, unlike Astorino, Corbett is an incumbent who has been a good fundraiser for the Republican Governors Association. So the Republican Governors Association more likely to help him than a challenger.
Now, Christie has also focused more on early presidential primary states like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Pennsylvania really doesn't fit that description, but it is an important state for 2016, isn't it?
Absolutely. Christie is expected to announce his candidacy for president early next year, and one of his big selling points is going to be how he can win Pennsylvania, a major swing state that hasn't supported a Republican presidential candidate since 1988. They're
Christie-type people, similar to Reagan Democrats of the 1980s. They know Christie better than anyone other than New Jerseyans because the Philly media market covers South Jersey so extensively. One poll showed Christie was actually had better name ID down here than Corbett. These folks vacation at the Jersey Shore. They know him from that. And more so than New York and North Jersey, there's something of a regional cultural identity between Philly and South Jersey that's very tight. And as Christie pointed out today, his wife is from the Philly suburbs. So he's got his mother-in-law vote, you would think. And if he faces Hillary Clinton in the general election, Pennsylvania could be the final battleground state. And not to put too fine a point on this, but Hillary Clinton is appearing here today in Philadelphia, not too far from where I am right now.
And Matt, we just want to apologize quickly for your Skype line. We have a better connection now with you on your phone. But how did the Corbett rally go? Who wins the selfie award now, Christie or Corbett?
Christie, hands down. He got more applause than Corbett, and he's usually more popular at these things. He's mobbed by fans at every campaign rally he goes to. I've even noticed women who brought a pole that attaches to their iPhone to help them better take selfies with the governor. They call it a selfie stick.
Yes, Matt, it's a selfie stick, and I hear that's the latest thing at the Statue of Liberty now, too.
That's right.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC. You can see our map of where Christie is campaigning and read his most quotable quips on the Christie tracker at WNYC.org/Christie. Thanks, Matt.